Wherever you go this summer, take your Raycons with you. Raycon wireless earbuds give you crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands and are built to go wherever you go with seamless Bluetooth pairing and up to 24 hours of battery life. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We are focused on addressing both the acute factors and the root causes of migration, the catastrophes that are causing people to leave right now, the hurricanes, the pandemic, the drought,
fire and brimstone coming down from the skies, rivers and seas boiling,
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes,
the dead rising from the grave,
human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
If, however, you are the governor and you really want to see your family in Florida, because we all miss our families, then go ahead. And if you get caught, just lie.
When it comes to lies like this, they're like Doritos. You can't just do one. You keep lying and lying and lying.
I don't know where these jackaloons come up with this stuff.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
You know, when they announced yesterday that Bill Gates from Microsoft and his wife were getting a divorce, I asked the question, is there another woman? And today, the New York Post has a story. I don't think this is the other woman, but it's a weird story about another woman. Bill Gates took getaways with his ex-girlfriend after his marriage to Melinda. Now, that's a weird story. But the reason I don't think it's that she's not the replacement woman, like Jeff Bezos had this woman that was married to the football player, is that this woman goes on the jaunts with after his marriage is 5 years older than him. So she's now 70. So I just don't think he's trading up for a 70-year-old. Just that's just my gut feeling as a male. But here's the lead on the story. After marrying his wife, Bill Gates would spend a long weekend every year at a cozy beach cottage in North Carolina with his old girlfriend. He's weirder than I thought. He's weirder than when he's telling us all to get vaccines and how we have to stop eating meat and go back to Fred Flintstone cars. The billionaire Microsoft founder made sure the bizarre arrangement was part of the deal when he married Melinda French in 1994, he told Time magazine in a 1997 profile. And this is even weirder. We can play putt-putt while discussing...
I don't want to.
I could make some jokes there, but while discussing biotechnology, Gates said of his private getaways with fellow nerd techie and ex Ann Weinblad. Gates even sought Weinblad's approval before proposing to his wife. Okay, I think we know enough about that. Until we know more. Time now for the chump line.
The vaccination isn't the only thing Andrew Cuomo is targeting the youthful for.
Yeah. He's not going to resign, though, he says. It's all Trump's fault. You know, isn't that getting a little old to be blaming everything on Donald Trump at this late date?
Frank Luntz is as convincing as his hairpiece, which is not very...
Yeah, by the way, in case you didn't hear it last night, Tucker Carlson on Friday night did this takeout on Frank Luntz about what a phony he is. And he's mainly an employee of Google, and he pretends to be a Republican pollster. But it turns out that in his D.C. house, he has a tenant. The tenant is Kevin McCarthy, the House Minority Leader and the potential next speaker of the U.S. House. And so people kind of raise their eyebrows about that, but they forget a few things, that Kevin McCarthy was running for Speaker of the House a few years ago when Ryan got the job. And does anyone remember, any of the VIPs remember what made him decide to not seek the speakership? There were rumors that he was having an affair with a congresswoman from North Carolina, a woman named Renee Elmers, who was later defeated in a primary after they redistricted in North Carolina. And they both denied it. But that was the end of his campaign for the speakership. So, you know, I know a lot of people are making jokes about Frank Luntz and Kevin McCarthy, but I don't think McCarthy really, I don't know about Luntz, but McCarthy, I think, is, well, I'll just put it this way. When Rudy Giuliani broke up with Judy way back when he was still the mayor, you know, he moved in with two gay guys because they had a spare bedroom. So, you know, it's nothing strange. Nothing that strange, anyway. It's kind of strange that McCarthy is rooming with a jerk like Frank Luntz. Kevin, have you seen my toupee? The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, reflecting on the necktie, which in the 17th century had the function of securing soldiers' capes to their necks. King Louis XIII liked them so much he decreed everyone must wear them. It took centuries before Casual Friday changed all that. Centuries. Oy vey.
Today, I'm self-identifying as the big guy. Could somebody please tell me where I can go to pick up my 50%?
Yeah, there's conflicting reports on the laptop of Hunter Biden. Sometimes he says he's holding 10% for Jay, just the letter Jay. And other times he says the big guy gets 50%. I guess it depends on the racket or the shakedown.
Joy Reid is on Team Pfizer. Biden and Pelosi are on Team Fixodent.
It sometimes seems that way, doesn't it? Slipping dentures. Can't they get that fixed up? They have the best medical care in the world, you would think.
Lovey, I'm rather elated by this impending Gates divorce. Though the widow queen refused my advances, making it nearly impossible for a world-class gigolo like me, the Gates divorcee has some promise, being that I am much more desirable than her geeky husband. Not only am I a better athlete, but I've never been on Jeffrey Epstein's plane. That alone should put this gigolo on the path to winning a triple crown.
Kerry's on a long losing streak. He didn't get Mrs. Bezos. He struck out with Queen Elizabeth. And now this is his chance to change his luck. Get her on the rebound. Live shot.
Could someone let Sleepy Joe know that when there's a light getting brighter and brighter in a tunnel, the coyote's about to get hit by a train?
The difference is nobody ever called Dementia Joe Wiley.
Since hearing about the pending divorce between Bill and Melinda Gates, John Kerry is on the move.
Boy, I remember when I thought that he'd be stalking that woman out in Agawam, you know, that one, I think, $400 million. And right after she got a divorce from her husband, who was a bus driver, I felt bad for that guy. But I thought she needed a 209A restraining order to keep Kerry away from her. But, I mean, that woman is poverty-stricken compared to Melinda Gates.
Leave poor old Uncle Joe alone. I'm having enough fun not having to pay a penny in taxes.
I know. Why isn't that getting more play? Why aren't there some man in the street interviews with people? You know, you could go to a mall or something, or be out on at a gas station. Say, did you know you're not going to, do you make under $400,000? You're not going to pay any more taxes. What do you think of that?
The reason I'm bothering to do this is I keep hearing on the press, Biden's going to raise your taxes. Anybody making less than $400,000 a year will not pay a single penny in taxes.
That's amazing, isn't it? Boy. Thank you,
Biden,
Joe.
Biden should tell the country if everyone gets vaccinated, we'll never have to hear from Tony Fauci again.
You know what? That would be a better bonus than a free donut and a free beer and a discount coupon to Market Basket and everything else. I would trade all that in just never to hear Fauci again. Fauci, this Congress will pass a law saying that he cannot be on a Sunday morning show again.
I tried vaccines.gum. I didn't know they were making a chewable, but I'm going to hold out for the suppository.
If you'd like to find out where to get your suppository, go to vaccines.sup.
Howie, Charlie Baker calling. It's bad enough that you're disrespecting the virus by ignoring the protocols like wearing a mask religiously, but now I've heard you've done something even worse, smuggling Pall Mall menthols into the community. Like COVID, my ban on menthols is something not to be trifled with. My hair's on fire about the whole thing. I can't begin to tell you how pissed off I am.
I still just can't get over that you can't buy menthol cigarettes in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, but you can buy any kind of pot you want on any street corner in the state of Massachusetts.
My hair's on fire about the whole thing. I can't even begin to tell you how pissed off I am.
Does your 90-year-old dad, who you're looking forward to hugging and when the 2 weeks after you take that second shot, why doesn't your dad wash your mouth out with soap? Talking like that. You ought to be ashamed. That's what you went to Harvard for? To use four-letter words like that? You damn dope.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at the chump line anytime between the hours of 1 and 4 Eastern Daylight Time. The chump line number is 1-844-500-4242, 1-844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line, leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message just now, or you want to hear more chump line messages, you can always get more at Chop Chumps, where we use the overflow chump line messages. The Chop Chumps is posted every night around 7 o'clock Eastern. Get Chop Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. The chump line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, reflecting on the necktie, which in the 17th century had the function of securing soldiers' capes to their necks. King Louis XIII liked them so much he decreed everyone must wear them. It took 2 centuries before Casual Friday changed all that. Centuries. Oy vey.
Could someone let Sleepy Joe know that when there's a light getting brighter and brighter in a tunnel, the coyote's about to get hit by a train?
I was just talking about Bill Gates' girlfriend, who's 60, and he's only 65, and Officer Mark says, I guess Bill Gates' old girlfriend is really his old girlfriend. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
The trustees have a few suggestions they would like to submit to you.
I think you know what the trustees can do with their suggestions.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
A texter says, you look so much happier when you have a live audience in the studio. Yeah, I like having a live audience. I really do. And these are the VIPs. This is the first day of the VIPs. These guys won the... won the tickets through the McConnell's Irish Whiskey Contest. And you guys are all getting a very nice gift basket when you leave, too. You got all kinds of brown waters. You got the Irish whiskey. You got the straight bourbon whiskey, rye, and just regular whiskey. So it's a good deal. And we thank McConnell's for sponsoring it. And they're great. It's a great product. All right. Time now for the poll question. Forget grocery store crowds. Choose from over 25 chef-created recipes every week with HelloFresh. You'll get a box on your doorstep filled with fresh, pre-portioned ingredients. That, in as little as 20 minutes, will become delicious meals. Get 12 free meals, including free shipping, with code HOWIE12 at HelloFresh.com/HOWIE12. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
If you don't want to get the vaccine, is there any freebie that would convince you otherwise?
No, not even a gift basket from McConnell's Irish Whiskey.
That'd be tempting. 16% say yes, there is probably something that they would get.
That gift basket is probably worth over $100 altogether, but it's a nice thing. But I've got the vaccine, but that's just me. If people don't want to get it, I don't think they should be forced to get it. And that includes public employees as well, as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, I got a couple of stories I want to read before we get back to the phone lines. Black Penn State professors report noose behind house. Would you care to guess where this story is going? Earlier this week, a pair of black Penn State University professors reported a noose in a tree behind their house. As reported by the Penn State student newspaper, the professors said the incident was deeply distressing to them and their family. The local paper reported that the professors believed the noose was deliberately placed on the tree to harass them. Police began an investigation and found that the noose was actually part of a swing set. The neighbor's kid told police he had merely thrown the rope into the woods. Try not to let this next story destroy your faith in the integrity of the Democrat Party. Former Oregon House Speaker Dave Hunt cited in sex trafficking sting. The Democrat former House Speaker was one of eight men nabbed in a sex trafficking sting by police last month, a local paper reported Monday. 53-year-old David Hunt was arrested at a Ramada Inn in southeast Portland on April 28th and cited on a charge of commercial sexual solicitation. Ironically, Speaker Hunt co-sponsored a bill in 2007 that criminalized sex trafficking in Oregon and voted for legislation that created the crime of commercial sexual solicitation. Kind of like Bill Clinton signed into law the sexual harassment law that enabled him to be questioned under oath where he could commit perjury in the Paula Jones lawsuit. Ontario. Another problem with a virtual Zoom session. School officials in Ontario say they're aware of a video of a teacher with his hand down his pants.
Giggity, 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 giggity.
How many more of these are they going to be? During a virtual classroom session of a Bowmanville high school last week. Even worse, it was at a Catholic school. On one of the participants' video boxes, labeled with the name of a current St. Stephen school teacher, shows a man holding a smartphone and balancing an Xbox One controller on his leg, his hand in motion down the front of his pants.
He's just following the CCD guidelines.
Very good, Taylor. Very good. We'll be right back with your calls, 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Before we get back to the calls, I want to play some interesting sound cuts from Caitlyn Jenner, who's running for governor of California, as you know, in the recall election for Gavin Newsom. And she's really got these libs in a pickle, shall we say, because, you know, they're supposed to be...
You better watch your microaggressions, bro!
They're supposed to be for trans people, you know? I mean, you know, on the PC totem pole, trans trumps gay people, right? Trumps lesbians who trump gay males, who trump cisgenders, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So she's trans, but she's a Republican and she's pro-free enterprise. So they don't know what to do. Their heads are spinning. But she's got these promos. I don't know if they're ads or promos or where. I don't know if they're running on the network broadcast TV or just on cable or just on online. But they're pretty good. They're pretty good ads, and I think she's going to make some progress here. But we're going to play a couple of the ads here, and she's trying to capitalize on the fact that everybody's fed up with this pandemic and how ridiculous it is and how destructive it's been to the economy and to the whole society in California and everywhere else. So let's play cut one.
California was once the envy of the world. We had what everyone else wanted. The American dream grew up here. Yet career politicians and their policies have destroyed that dream. It's been locked away, closed, shuttered, left in the dark, burned down. The government is now involved in every part of our lives. They've taken our money, our jobs, and our freedom.
That sums it up, doesn't it? I mean, they didn't get almost 2 million signatures just with Republicans alone, even though it's a big state. A lot of Democrats, a lot of liberals were involved in trying to do something about what's happened to the once called the Golden State. Cut two.
I came here with a dream 48 years ago to be the greatest athlete in the world. Now I enter a different kind of race, arguably my most important one yet, to save California.
I see what she did there.
What?
She used to run races.
Right.
Now she's running a political race.
Right.
How very droll.
If she had been a prize fighter, she could say, I'm in the fight of my life now. Cut three.
I want to carry the torch for the parents who had to balance work and their child's education, for business owners who were forced to shut down, for pastors who were not able to be with their congregation, for the family who lost their home in a fire, for an entire generation of students who lost a year of education.
See how many people he mentioned there? You know, people who like to go to church, people who were whose homes were lost in those stupid wildfires that were totally unnecessary. Kids who couldn't go to school. I mean, the guy who did this is that guy. His name is Bill Pascal. He's the one that got fired from the Trump campaign. You know, he had a confrontation with the cops down in Florida and all this stuff. I mean, the guys, these are good ads though. I mean, he's on the comeback trail. Cut four.
This past year has redefined our career politicians as elitists. And the people of California as the warriors, the kings, and the angels.
Yeah. See, now we're talking about the French Laundry, right? Gavin Newsom, the San Francisco mayor at the French Laundry, one of the most expensive restaurants in the U.S. The woman the L.A. City councilor or supervisor from Dobie Gillis, what's her name? Cool. Sheila Cool, you know, who voted to shut down the restaurants outdoors and then went to an outdoor restaurant after making her vote.
Pelosi at the hair salon.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Pelosi at the hair salon. Right. And Pelosi with the ice cream. And here's the last cut from Caitlin Jennings. Cut five.
It's time to reopen our schools, reopen our businesses.
Caitlin Jenner.
Reopen the Golden Gates. So I don't care if you're a Republican, Democrat. I'm running to be governor for all Californians. To reclaim our true identity. To bring back the gold to the Golden State.
I know everybody's going to be running, but that's pretty good stuff. 844-500-4242. Ernest, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ernest.
Good afternoon, sir. That speech with Kamala Harris saying that she wants to study why the people from the Central America want to flee their countries and come to here. Meanwhile, they, the Democrat Party, are ruling, passing legislation to turn this country into what they are fleeing.
I know. I know. Did you notice, Ernest, that, you know, Joe Biden keeps talking about how you could only have small celebrations on the 4th of July. Has he said anything about small celebrations tomorrow for Cinco de Mayo Day? I must have missed it. Have you heard anything about that, Ernest?
No, sir.
I wonder why that is. They could have whatever celebrations they want. It's only the Americans that have to worry about being rousted if they try to have more than 10 people at an outdoor barbecue.
Everything free in America.
Thanks for the call, Ernest. Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you two questions. If she weren't running for the governor in California, you vote for her if you was living in California as a Republican?
I don't know who's going to be running, but if it came down to Caitlyn Jenner versus Gavin Newsom, damn right I'd vote for her. How about you?
Oh yes. Listen, the Essex County in Newark and the mayor, Essex County in Newark,
right,
wrote me a letter. He said, come on and vaccine May 17th. We're going to give you hot dog and burger.
A hot dog and a burger? Well,
yeah,
they're going to get Jerry Nadler down there for sure.
I want some Italian burger.
So, I mean, you know, what if you're a vegan, though? I mean, Cory Booker lives in Newark, theoretically, right? He doesn't eat meat. What are they going to give Cory Booker if he gets a vaccination, Mr. Garcia? This is very discriminatory,
yeah,
I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Thanks for the call, Mr. Garcia. How stupid do they think people are that they will? I mean, if you're afraid of dying, or you're afraid that there's going to be some long-term effects, I mean, really serious long-term effects, they think you're going to sell out for a hot dog?
And a burger.
Or a burger? I mean... Even if it's like a Five Guys burger, you know, a double cheeseburger with bacon burger. No.
How about a lifetime supply of burgers?
Yeah, but I guess it depends on how long you figure you got. If if you figure you're going to go down pretty quickly.
If you get a lifetime supply of burgers, yeah, you won't be surviving all that long.
Oh man, and you know, the thing is, how are they, if they have these trucks set up giving away free burgers and hot dogs, how are they going to stop people from just coming by and grabbing stuff? I remember I went to the Super Bowl in New Orleans, the first Patriots Super Bowl. They were playing the Bears, and so the mayor of Chicago said, he took over a warehouse, Harold Washington. He was the first black mayor. He took over a warehouse, and he said anybody that can show an Illinois driver's license gets in for a free party on Saturday night, you know, beer and barbecue, everything. And, you know, we all looked at each other from Boston, and we said, they're going to check licenses, right? Yeah, where they're serving booze. Uh-huh. Yeah, so everybody in New Orleans was at that place, you know. Everybody, you know, from all 50 states was there. Then it's just stupid stuff. They're just throwing money away. So, and eventually somebody's going to have to pay. Even if you devalue the currency, you know, your pension, your paycheck is going to be worth less. You're not going to be able to buy a house because the price is going to double or triple. I mean, there's a price to be paid for destroying the currency. 844-500-4242. 508 says, I'd be more afraid of that burger in New Jersey than the shot. Barbara, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Barbara.
Thanks for taking my call, Howie. And I just want to thank you for having Corey Lewandowski on to talk about Windham.
Yes.
I live in New Hampshire. I'm a former state representative. I'm really disgusted and concerned with what our governor and our Senate has done with respect to getting to the bottom of this. Like, if there was a breach of our votes, this is about our ability to elect representatives, the governor, the president, whomever. And if these people are squashing this or putting it, you know, putting boundaries around it so we can't get to the bottom of it, this is not right. So I really appreciate Corey's enthusiasm. I did watch some of the town hall. They had some protesters that were live streaming from Windham last night, and God bless them. God bless them. But it just really concerns me that we have Republican, supposedly New Hampshire has Republican representation, and I'm thinking, where the hell is it? Anyway, thanks for taking my call.
Okay, thanks, Barbara. We'll stay on top of it. I got calls and texts yesterday from people in New Hampshire saying I wasn't paying close enough attention to it. And again, I'm not name dropping, but I'm the one who told the president of the United States about it. He didn't know about it until I mentioned it to him at Mar-a-Lago. I care about it. And it's just that I think that, you know, Sununu and probably some of the Republican leaders in the legislature just think that, it's just going to open up a can of worms here, and they're not going to be able to get to the bottom of it, and it's just going to drag on and on and on. And you know what? They want Sununu to run for the Senate. Senate is going to be very close in 2022. He's right now ahead of Maggie Hassan in the polls, you know, just slightly ahead, 48, 46, something like that. And I think, you know, just looking at it from a tactical point of view, and I know I'm going to be criticized on the text line for saying this, but he doesn't want to be seen as a conspiracy theorist going into this campaign. She's going to tar him. And she's going to have tens of millions of dollars if it's a fight between the sitting governor, whose father was the governor and whose brother was the senator in the past, running against someone who's maybe the last person standing to keep Republicans from taking over control of the Senate, in addition to taking over control of the House. It's a very very fraught political situation to be going into. 844-500-4242. We'll take some more calls when we come back. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Warmer temperatures are creeping up, and you are going to want to open those doors and windows. Pollen is going to come in, and when it does, you are going to need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. One user wrote, "The Thunderstorm does what it claims. It definitely is effective on my husband's allergies, sneezing, runny nose, and coughing. The Thunderstorm is a small device you can hold in your hand, as I'm doing right now, and plug into your electrical outlet or into your car by USB cable to purify the air. And the great part of it is it's well under $100. The Thunderstorm air purifier works like a real thunderstorm. It quietly sends out super oxygen and ions to kill odors in your room and purify the air. You can use it to remove pollen, pet, kitchen, musty basement, tobacco, or any other unwanted odors. Just use the Thunderstorm. Right now, you can get the Thunderstorm at the lowest price available. Just use code word Howie, and you'll receive an additional $10 off the sales price and free shipping. Go to EdenPure.com, click on the radio banner, and put code word Howie at checkout. That's EdenPure.com, radio banner, and code word Howie. With the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, your problem rooms will no longer be a problem. I'm Howie Carr.
It's his show, and he knows how to use it.
You turn on my phone for me. If you would, I am paying for this microphone, Mr.
Howie Carr returns after this. Got hate mail?
You bloated idiot! You stupid fat head! You!
Send it to Grace at HowieCarshow.com.
You just heard Mr. Garcia saying that the county of Essex and the city of Newark are talking about giving out free hot dogs and free hamburgers to people who get a vaccine. But Phil Murphy, the governor, he's got a different idea about what they're going to give away. Cut 23.
Our office of the Department of Health, in partnership with the Brewers Guild of New Jersey, are teaming up to launch our new Shot and a Beer program to encourage eligible New Jerseyans ages 21 and over to get vaccinated. Any New Jerseyan who gets their first vaccine dose in the month of May and takes their vaccination card to one of the following participating breweries as proof of vaccination will receive a free beer.
Governor, can I get an India Pale Ale instead of a beer, or is it only lager? How about stout? Is this really a good idea, Governor Murphy? Come on. Come on. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Meanwhile, as you know, Donald Trump has really been after, among others, Mitt Romney for being almost censored by the Utah State Republican Party. He called him a stone cold loser. And the other one he's really been angry about, and he's been happy about her declining poll numbers in Wyoming, is the congresswoman from Wyoming, Liz Cheney, the daughter of Dick Cheney, the former vice president. He calls her I love this phrase that he uses for her, warmongering fool. And so now Kevin McCarthy, who's got his own problems with his roommate, Frank Luntz, which is bringing up memories of the earlier accusations about him. Now he's being pressured to get rid of Liz Cheney because she's like the number three person in the House Republican leadership. Cut number 22.
I have heard from members concerned about her ability to carry out the job as conference chair, to carry out the message. We all need to be working as one if we're able to win the majority. Remember, majorities are not given, they are earned. And that's about the message about going forward.
One thing I'll say for McCarthy, though, is he does work hard at getting that majority. You know, Grace and I saw him up in Portsmouth last year. He was campaigning for the guy who was running against Pappas. And he came up and he was there on a Friday night, and he said, you know, I wouldn't be here if I didn't think we could win this seat. And it was a very close election, as you know, that what's his name? Mark Maurer, I think it was his name. He was actually ahead in some of the late polls, and he only lost by a few thousand votes. I think that's one of the seats they figure they can pick off next year. They only need six seats, and then they'll have it. If they'd have a majority, and then we wouldn't have to sweat all of this stuff that we're all worrying about all the time. 844-500-4242. Then we have Jake Tapper, who used to work for Chelsea Clinton's mother-in-law. Now he's a distinguished journalist. Cut 19.
How am I supposed to believe anything they say? If they're willing to lie about Joe Biden wanting to steal your hamburgers and QAnon and the big lie about the election, what are they not willing to lie about? Why should I put any of them on TV?
You used to work for Hillary Clinton. She made up all that stuff in the dodgy dossier. Bill Clinton said he never had sex with Monica Lewinsky. These are the people you work for, Jake. Why are you on TV? I'm Howie Carr.